La série sur la parole par les 56. Pastor Brian Kozurek. A professor this for God is not right to forge your work and labor of love, which have she went over his name. In that he have ministered to the saint, and do minister. Onze and we desire that every one of you do choose sin diligence to the full assurance of open to the end, those that he be not slothful, but follower of the most rufus and patience in risk promise. 13 for when God made promise to Abraham, because Hebrew could swear by no greater, Hebrew swear by himself, with this Melchizedek 65-021 let's bow heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are this song of only believe. He makes us to know that that's all we have to do to inherit any of God's promise. Just believe them. For he is written, all things are possible to them that believe. How we cry as a man who had the epileptic child. Lord, he believe. Help to my unbelief. We thank thee for thy great power. Thy great revelation of thyself to us in this last days. He makes our heart most happy and joyful to know that we have come in contact with the living God, who vindicate right back in physical, material evidence, a Hebrew did in the days gone by and Hebrew has promised for this day. W' so funny grateful to the our God. This dark day where no one seems to know which way to go. W' so funny glad that we found the safety zone. The retreat. Now, bless us tonight. Lord, how we speak of thy word. And the promise that's given to us. May we, 1. Nurture them in our heart. 2. Cherish them with reverence. And, 3. Obey them with real godly discipline. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul said, Romans 7:24-25 of wretched man that he was, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So funny then with the mind in myself serve the law of God, but with the FLDSH is the law of sinus. Then in Corinthians 15:57 Paul said, but thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 58 paragraph terrefor. My beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much I know that your labor is not in vain the Lord. Then we must admit that the victory was given to us. And if he has been given to us, then he is a gift. And if a gift then he belong to us whether we chose to abide in or not, he is still ours. In fact, how we examine the promise that Brother Branham spoke of in his opening statement he want you to notice again what Hebrew said. Dear Heavenly Father, we are this song of only believe. He makes us to know that that's all we have to do to inherit any of God's promise. Just believe them. For he is written, all things are possible to them that believe. How we cry as a man who had the epileptic child. Lord, he believe. Help to my unbelief. Romans 9:15 for Hebrew said to Moses, he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and he will have compassion on whom he will have compassion. Says funny then, he is not of him that willeth, nor of him that ruineth, but of God that sheweth mercy. And this is what we believe for. A God, not just a God, but a God who is our Father. A God who is great and full of mercy, to show us mercy. Notice Brother Branham said, we are this song of only believe. He makes us to know that that's all we have to do to inherit any of God's promise. Just believe them. And remember this, Only those who are ordained to eternal life can believe. Les turning our Bible to Act 13:48 B and Amani, our ordained to eternal life believed. Did you know that Jesus said the same thing? In Matthew 9:29 Hebrews said, according to your faith be unto you. And what is faith? Is a revelation. Something that has been revealed to you. And did you know that if it has been revealed to you? Then it belongs to you? Certain leaders. That's what God himself said in Deuteronomy 29:29 the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. That we may know all the words of this law. Therefore the things which are revealed belong to us. And that is their meant to put us submitting in us. Hebrew said. That we may know all the words of this law. Now the word oh is there does not necessitate at works. But is speaker of observing. Or to attend to in order to acquire. And to step forward and to act upon. A Brother Branham preached the message. Hearing. Recognizing and acting upon the word of God. And if we truly do it, then we will truly recognize. And if we truly recognize, then we will truly act upon what we hear and recognize. And the acting upon show that we have truly recognized the word for what it truly is. And that makes the word manifested to us in a reality. Not just some sort of intellectual conception to the bat upon. That is why Brother Branham could say, God interprets on word by bringing it to pass. And then if you actually see that word come to pass, and you know is the word which God had promised in his word, then when you see it, he is revealed to you and when he is revealed to you, he is yours. Because God promised us that whatsoever is revealed belong to you and to your children. Then let's look again at Brother Branham's statement that Hebrew makes in his opening prayer. Hebrew said, Dear Heavenly Father, we are this song of only believe. He makes us to know that that's all we have to do to inherit any of God's promise. Just believe them. For he is written, All things are possible to them that believe. How we cry as a man who had the epileptic child. Lord. I believe. Help to my unbelief. Now. What we see him telling us here is that if God said it. And we believe it. Then he is ours. And notice how Hebrew clarifies this by quoting the man who had the epileptic child. Hebrew said. Lord. I believe. Help so my unbelief. Even when we say him to have our dube. He. Is not your dube that you must look to but we must focus upon what God said. And ask God to help us through our dube. Let me use an example of what he means from the scripture. Let's turn in our Bible to Matthew 14:22 paragraph and straight where Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. And to go before him into the other side. While Hebrew sans the multitude away. 23 and when Hebrew had sans the multitude away. Hebrew went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come. Hebrew was there alone. 24 but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. 25 and in the fourth watch of the night Jesus went into them, walking on the sea. 26 and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, Is a spirit? And they cried out for fear. 27 but straight by Jesus back into them, saying, Be of good cheer. Easy. Be not afraid. 28 and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if you be too, be me come into the water. 29 and Debrecen. Come. Now. Notice. There's the promise. Jesus said. Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship. Hebrew walked on the water. To go to Jesus. Notice. Hebrew walked. He didn't say Hebrew took a step or two. Hebrew actually walked on the water. How many minutes did Hebrew walk? How many steps did Hebrew take? He really don't matter. Hebrew walked, the Bible tells us. Hebrew walked on the water to go to Jesus. 30 but when Hebrew saw the wind was strong, Hebrew was afraid. And beginning to sink, Hebrew cried, saying, Lord, save me. Now, Hebrew didn't go down instantly. For if Hebrew had, Hebrew would not have been able to blur out Lord save me. No. He believed his sinking was gradual. Like the water turning from his under his feet to snow, and Hebrew began to sink. Hebrew cried out to the Lord to rescue him from drowning. And notice what took place then. 31 and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Immediately Jesus reached out and caught hold of Peter. Jesus didn't wait until Hebrew had gone under three times, like a bobbing boa. But Jesus immediately grabbed hold of him. The Weymouth translation says, instantly, and therefore, we know that Jesus did not leave any room for error. Hebrew knew exactly what Hebrew must do to keep Peter from being lost and Hebrew instantly, immediately, and immense at once. Then after the rescue, comes the Zorro book, and said unto him, O to have little face, wherefore did stood out? 32 and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Notice, the wind ceased once the walk was over. Once the test was over, the wind stopped. 33 and did that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Oh, but truth to are the Son of God. Even when Peter seemed to have faced to walk on water, Hebrew did look until Hebrew got his eyes off the promise and onto the waves. Then Hebrew lost his face and when Hebrew lost his face Hebrew began to sink. But notice that Jesus was right there to react out and take hold of his hand and help him to walk again in the promise of God. Above 10:23 let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For Hebrew is faithful that promised. Now, how can we apply this in our lives? In John 9, if we confess our sins, Hebrew is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And to cleanse us from all righteousness. This if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and this word is not in us. James 5:13 is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. 1:4 Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elder of the church. And let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. 15 And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if Hebrew have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. 16 Confess your faith one to another. And pray one for another. That he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a right human availeth much. 17 Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are. And Hebrew prayed earnestly that he might not reign, and he reigned not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. 18 And Hebrew prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. 19 Brethren, if any of you were from the truth, and when convert him, 20 him know, That Hebrew which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save us all from death. And shall hide a multitude of sins.